All right, we're back talking Baylor and Big 12 college football here on One True Podcast. Guys, NSYNC once sang Bye Bye Bye, and that would be a very appropriate theme song for this week as we are at Baylor's bye week. John, do you know that song?
Well, I was hoping you'd make like a Beatles bye, or... Bye, bye. Like a Beatles or Stones reference.
Okay.
You know, that'd be more in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, Yellow Brick Road.
Your era. Yeah. It was not the cleanest performance for Baylor up there in Ames, Iowa last weekend. The Bears had to battle from behind to avoid an upset to the unranked Cyclones. You know, we talked about what a tough place that is to play, but Baylor's defense, which had been pretty stout, you know, through the first four games of the season, you know, maybe save for some third downs against Oklahoma State. It didn't show up for about three quarters. Phil Bennett's units really struggled to slow Iowa State down. How concerning is that for Baylor going forward?
I think it's very concerning.
Mm.
I mean, you know, all those drives, six touchdown drives, they were all long drives except one. One was 55 yards, but the others were like 70 or 80. And they just pretty much went down the field at will.
Yeah.
And
guy is Will, by the way?
but you know, as concerning as that was, what was even more remarkable is how they turned it around in the fourth quarter. They didn't give up a first down.
And have yet to give up a point in the fourth quarter all season.
Yeah, but I think the key was they finally got a little pressure on the quarterback, Lanning. And, you know, and then they started playing a little better. But, you know, they're going to face much better offenses than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just jump in here real quick and mention that – John and I are joined this week by the bearded wonder Brian Crownover. Tony Adame is out of town, so we invited Brian to join us. Brian, what do you think? I mean, is it a concern for Baylor?
I think it is. I mean, we probably won't know for another at least 3 weeks, I guess, until they play Texas. I think Texas is a pretty good offense, but again, like John said, I mean, they're finding a way in the fourth quarter to just, I guess, shut people down and get pressure on the quarterbacks. And I think they got some pressure on Iowa State's quarterback, but I think it has a little bit to do with their conditioning, too. I think they talked the last few days about how good Kaz Kazadi is at keeping those guys in shape, and the defensive line, even though they have zero depth, they're still getting pushes, and they're still working hard. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when you start playing Oklahoma, TCU, Texas, and teams like that, I think it's really going to show.
Yeah, to me, it's mildly concerning. I think we've seen the potential the Baylor defense can play at, and certainly they've got some playmakers on that side of the ball. I think Trayvon Blanchard's great. Patrick Levels has had a big year. I've been impressed with Ira Lewis on the line.
And Ryan Stewart.
Ryan Stewart's having a tremendous year. So, you know, it's not like the unit doesn't have playmakers. I just think it's a testament to the Big 12. There's actually an Associated Press story out today about the worst job in college football being Big 12 defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's a bad job.
You are going to face some offenses in the Big 12. Now we didn't see Iowa State's offense being that tough, but we still talked about that place being a tough place to play, a tough place to go. And I just think you're going to have some lapses. Teams run such high tempo attacks. There are so many, you know, really good offenses in the Big 12 that you're going to have some moments where you struggle. I mean, we've seen the flip side of that. Baylor's offense, which is, you know, always one of the best in the country, you know, since Art Briles arrived, and it's continued with Kendall. We've seen it struggle, you know. So I think it was a case of Baylor's defense backsliding a little bit, making some mistakes. Iowa State having a good game plan. I don't see Kansas coming into Waco and running up all over the field against this Baylor defense. I mean, do you?
Now that would be concerning.
Yeah, that would be really concerning. That would be very concerning. So this week we had some news drop about Patty Crawford, Baylor's Title IX coordinator, stepping down. Do you think that this will be a distraction for the team?
No, I really don't. I mean, they've had distractions every week, and they've managed to still play well in games. So I think it's just one more distraction, and you know, and I just think the team just seems to find a way to kind of just shut stuff out and play. And I think that'll be the case this week.
It's crazy how they've been able to do that, really. And it honestly seems like every week something else is going to come out. So mm-hmm. I think, not to make any light of this situation because it's bad, but I just think somehow, whether it's Grobe or the coaches or this players, have just kind of rallied around each other and just somehow have found a way to, hey, let's just go play football for, what, 4.5 hours every Saturday, it seems like. And you know, it's just I think they just somehow find a way to do it every week, and it seems like it shouldn't be that big of a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously probably helps that Baylor's on a bye this week anyway, so you know they're not having to really answer questions about it this week. I mean, they might get some next week, but yeah, I'm kind of with you guys. I think that Jim Grobe and the coaching staff has done a good job of kind of insulating the team away from some of this. They seem to be real focused on just the field and sort of their own, you know, issues that pop up, you know. But this to me is more of a university
right.
kind yeah. of story rather than just necessarily dealing with the football program. So you know, I'm with you guys. I don't think it'll have much impact probably on the field for Baylor. It's the second week in October, and the calendar tells us that means it's OU Texas week or Texas OU week, depending on where your loyalties lie. I kind of look at this game as the disappointment bowl. I mean, two storied programs, they've been floundering this year. How much pressure is there going to be on the team and coach that loses this one?
Well, for one thing, I used to always look forward to OU Texas.
Right.
When was the last time both teams, you know, were good, really good?
Right, coming into this game.
Yeah. The McCoy era, I guess, wasn't it for
yeah,
Texas?
Probably would have been. 6 years. McCoy era.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been like 7 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think if Texas loses, I'm not going to say Charlie Strong is out the door, but I'm going to say he's almost there.
Well, you know, our buddy Tony, he actually told me the other day that he thought Texas would lose this game and that they would fire Strong in season. He thought it was going to happen.
I don't think that will happen. You know, they'll just change another assistant coach or something,
yeah, right.
which he's good at. As far as Bob Stoops, yeah, a lot of their fans would be upset. I mean, losing to Texas, but you know, I think he's got enough goodwill built up. I mean, they were in the college football playoff last year.
Yeah, well, and OU fans have high expectations, and they're kind of, you know, spoiled, really. I mean, like you said, I mean, they call for Stoops' head, and he has such a great track record. And
right.
I think, you know, it's like, who are you going to go out and find that'll be better than Stoops? I mean, I don't know. But what's your thought?
Well, I mean, it's crazy to think that the best team in this game right now is 2-2
right.
and ranked 20th in the nation. So times have changed, like you said. I think for sure if Strong loses to Oklahoma and Baylor, then we're talking about I wouldn't see him sticking around after that. I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Because I don't see the point of letting them stick out the year when you're, you know, 2-4 or whatever. But it seems Stoops every year, every couple of years, kind of has some rumblings and grumblings about, you know, you're going to lose 2 or 3 games. Should we go find somebody else? But again, I mean, like you said, who are you going to find that's going to be better than that guy? I mean, that guy, even when he has average teams, they're still going to win 8 or 9 games. So I think Oklahoma is a little safer and Stoops is a little safer than Texas. But you know, Texas offense took a blow when Chris Warren's out. He's out for the game. Their their running backs aren't going to be clearly as big. There's not going to be as big a depth. So they're in trouble. I mean, they're going to have to throw the ball about 40-something times a game. So
So who do we like in this game? I mean, it's a rivalry game, so you got, you know, it's the classic throw the records out.
I'm going to take Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma. They lost last year, which was a big shocker.
It was a big shocker.
I'd have a hard time seeing them lose again. And, boy, Texas defense is just so bad.
Yeah. So if Oklahoma wins, does Stoops put that big gold cowboy hat on? And, you know, is that his signature moment? I mean, it was for Charlie Strong.
I'd like to see it.
I would like
dress
to
up
see
like
it,
Big Tex.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I think the Sooners take this one. I think Texas is a train wreck. And I think Strong is definitely gone by the end of this season. So Texas will probably be in the Tom Herman sweepstakes.
Get in line,
exactly. Elsewhere in the Big 12, it's kind of a classic case of something's got to give. I'm bringing out all the cliches this week. Texas Tech and its high-powered offense travels to Manhattan to face a pretty solid Kansas State defense. How do you guys see that matchup playing out?
You know, I think I'll take Kansas State at home. I mean, their defense is really good, as you said, and that's a tough place to play. Those fans are real passionate up there. You know, they love Bill Snyder. And, gosh, to me, if your defense is as bad as Tech's, it's hard to win on the road, even if you have a great offense. And I guess we still don't know if Mahomes is going to play, although I would kind of suspect he would, but who knows. But I'd probably take K-State at home.
I got to do K-State too. Like John said, it's so hard to play there, and Snyder always kind of seems to get his troops fired up in a game that they can win. And even if Mahomes is 100% healthy, which he probably won't be, there's going to be so much pressure on that offense to score almost every drive just to kind of keep him in the game because, you know, Kansas State's offense clearly isn't very good either, but I think their defense is very good. But it'll be interesting to see that defense against a banged-up Mahomes or Nick Schimmick, their backup.
Yeah, I'm going to make it unanimous, which means that Texas Tech's probably bound to win. But I agree. I think K-State wins it. So K-State has given up, in its four games this year, 26 points, 7, 0, and 17. They haven't given up more than 26, and that was on the road to Stanford. The 17 last week on the road in Morgantown, right in that game up until, you know, the very end. They only lose by a point.
So are you saying somebody can play defense in the Big 12?
I think Bill Snyder's team, you know, again, the nature of the Big 12, you're going to have some moments where you give up 30 and 40 points. I don't think K-State can maintain this all year long. That said, I do think that this is a pretty good unit, and for the reasons you guys mentioned, I think they will slow Texas Tech down to a level that it hasn't seen this year. You know, Nick Schimmick, Texas Tech's backup, did come in last week and do a pretty good job. I think four touchdown passes in a backup capacity. He's a guy. You don't see a lot of quarterbacks all inked up. You know, I didn't know if y'all noticed that, if you saw any of the game, but he's got tats all over his non-throwing arm, and then his throwing arm is completely, untatted. Untatted,
there you
yes.
go. Really?
Ink-free. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe that he thinks, like, the ink would slow down his throwing motion. I don't know. Anyway, I like the bow tie wearing, you know, clean cut guys at K-State in this game.
There you go.
As mentioned, it is bye week for Baylor. We're going off. I always have a curveball here at the end, Crony.
Well, speaking of curveballs, why haven't we brought up the Rangers yet?
That's
the
why.
The playoff bound Texas Rangers.
I mean, we got a Cole Hamels lookalike right here.
Oh.
Similar
and
skill
set. And he's pitching tomorrow.
Well, this is the segue. What I was going to say is, so you guys are both actually going to Rangers games this week.
Right.
Crowney is also going to a Willie Nelson concert, correct?
Sunday night, yeah.
Sunday night.
Willie Nelson, ACL.
My question is this, is just when you have a a week or a day to yourself to do what you want to do. I'm sure that Baylor's football team doesn't exactly get to do exactly what it wants to do this week, but they're still practicing, obviously. But when you have a day to yourself, you know, some free time, what is your, like, go-to activity?
Well, you know me.
Hiking.
Hiking.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I may be going to Oklahoma this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Do a little hiking in the foothills of Oklahoma?
I'll find some hills there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Johnny likes to get out in the great outdoors.
But I'll tell you, Rangers game, playoffs, pretty darn good.
Day baseball.
That's been my response every time these guys have brought up the Rangers.
And well, we do bring it up quite a bit.
Yes, we do. I'm getting tired of it. But go on, Crowdy.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to explain to you what my weekend. It's Rangers on Friday.
Okay.
Hanging out on Saturday night with a bunch of friends and watching college football. Mm-hmm. And then getting up early Sunday and going watching literally all day. Mumford & Sons, Willie Nelson.
Oh, wow.
At ACO.
Wow.
So that would be my perfect weekend, and that's what I'm hopefully going to have happen in the next few days. So.
Okay, now don't come back from Willie in an altered state, okay?
I won't.
You got to promise us that. Yes.
You know, there's a song, Don't Ever Smoke Weed with Willie Again.
That's bad.
So we'll need you drug-free at work next week.
I'll try.
You know, I'm obviously a big basketball guy. I like to play basketball. I like to watch basketball. I do love football, too. And, you know, I'm a family man. I like to go take the kids out, do stuff with them. But I would say if I just have some, like, time to myself, movies, for sure. I like to go to the movies. There's about four or five that I haven't seen that I really want to see. Magnificent Seven being among those. So that would be mine. I don't know that I'm going to make it to the movies this week, but that hopefully will happen in the near future. So,
well, there's always a Rangers game.
Yeah, come on. We'll get you an extra ticket, man.